This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the president of Egypt on Tuesday as he continued to press for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Blinken's meeting in Cairo followed talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a day earlier. Blinken said Netanyahu had accepted what the U.S. diplomat called a bridging proposal aimed at narrowing the gaps between the two sides after the talks last week paused without a breakthrough. Negotiations have so far failed to deliver an agreement, since U.S. President Joe Biden in May outlined a potential ceasefire that would pause fighting in what is now a 10-month conflict, which would precipitate a return of Israeli captives held in Gaza and a possible withdrawal of Israeli forces from the war-ravaged enclave. Blinken pressed Hamas now to similarly agree to the latest terms. But Osama Hamdan, a senior Hamas official who spoke to Reuters from an undisclosed location, said the Islamist group that governed Gaza didn't need new talks. It needed an implementation mechanism.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said in a press conference on Tuesday Israel was determined to bring home all the hostages. Israel retrieved the bodies of 6 hostages from the Gaza Strip, the military said on Tuesday, as negotiations continued in an effort to bring back more than 100 captives who remain in the besieged Palestinian enclave. Russia said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of what it described as a strategically important logistics hub in eastern Ukraine, part of Moscow's grinding drive to capture the entire Donetsk region. Even as Ukrainian troops seek to advance in Russia's Kursk region after a surprise cross-border attack that began on August 6th, it's a reminder Russian forces are still pressing on with their own offensive in eastern Ukraine.